Blog Talk Radio. Come on, cry, oh. Lift your hands right there and worship. If you know him to be mighty, come on.
He's a mighty God.
He's powerful. He can do anything but fail. And trust God with that hard thing today. Whatever it is that's troubling you, trust and know that we serve a great and mighty God that can bring you out, that can deliver you out of the hand of your enemy. Tell somebody he's mighty. He's greater than your circumstances. He's greater than your problems. Come on, let's worship and adore him tonight, for he's mighty.
Welcome to another ministry encounter here on God's Tzedekin Radio. What is God's Tzedekin Radio? For those listening for the very first time, we are an anointed, edifying, uplifting, and intimate online radio ministry streaming live various days during the week where God's glory is our agenda. Redefined, restored, and renewed, God's Tzedekin Radio, the comeback. Who is your hostess with the mostest? I am Lady Nancy, giving you the very best in radio ministry. What happens on God's Tzedekin Radio? We embrace the testimonies and accomplishments of every overcomer in the body of Christ in whatever area of ministry they're in. God's Tzedekin Radio are opportunists that give opportunity. You're welcome to call in with comments, questions, prayer, and to some to receive salvation if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins. While live, the call-in number is area code 646-716-6608. Press 1 to speak to us. Our theme is Scripture, Galatians 6 and 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Today we have an awesome man of God who I've been watching over the Facebook scene and doing some different things in music. God's Tzedekin Radio is elated to welcome Trevone Perry. He resides in Brooklyn, New York, and is the founder of Trevone Perry and Divine Purpose. I love music in general, but I love what he's doing. I love professionalism in the gospel music ministry zone, and he'll tell us all about it. His work can be found on Amazon, iTunes, Zoom, Rhapsody, with hits like So Glad to Be Alive, Hands Up, and some more things going on. He's doing great things, and we're so excited to have him here. So let's welcome Trevone Perry. God bless you, man of God. Welcome to God's Tzedekin Radio.
Ah, God bless you. I'm so excited to be here. Can y'all hear me good?
Yes, I can hear you. Just
awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, the floor is open for your hellos, your God bless yous, your holla outs, or whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. Listening audience, friends, family, loved ones, whoever.
Listen, I want to give a shout out to all of God's people. I love you guys. You guys are so beautiful. God bless you, and thank you
Amen.
For having me on the show. Thank you for having me on the show, for real, for real.
Absolutely. I've been watching you for quite some time, and I have been actually procrastinating with trying to even get you on and, you know, sending the message. And just for the simple fact that you said yes, you know, I always tell my people, ever since we've been doing this, I love the yeses, because the yeses means that you're interested. It's not just for the exposure, but it's just because of the godly love that we're supposed to have for one another. And I'm so glad you're here with us. It's so awesome to have you here. You're welcome.
Thank
I appreciate it so much. So I don't want to take up too much of your time. The floor is yours. What we do on God's Tzedekin Radio, be yourself. Relax. Let God have his way. Whatever the Lord gives you to share with us, we are open. It's all shoot straight from the hip. And just tell us a little bit about what you have been doing in ministry, your life with Christ, so on and so forth.
Awesome. Yes. Well, I have been running my group, my ministry, Divine Purpose, Trevone Perry and Divine Purpose, for going on 9 years just this past July 30th. I think we need a round of applause for that.
But absolutely, absolutely.
Because anything you can do that long. God, oh, thank you. There they go. Anything you can do that long without giving up, kudos to you, because it is
hard. I know
hard.
That's right.
It it's hard to keep folk together for that long. You know what I'm saying? It's a duty, but I'm glad and I'm ever so grateful for Team DP. They are a wonderful group of people, anointed young people that don't mind giving it all up for the Lord. They are great, man. They are the glue that holds me together. Currently, we are getting ready to be back into the studio working on some more music, of course. The next single coming out is supposed to be called I Surrender. We already laid down some of the tracks to that. I got a web series I just landed a role in. We in rotation on WBLS, Hands Up, that is. And, you know, many more great things to come. The list goes on and on. I'm just trying to keep busy. I'm trying to be like you. I'm just trying to do my thing.
I know that's right. Oh wow. Hey, amen. That's beautiful. I gotta tell you, I've been off my game for a little bit. I'm like, all right, Lord, I hear you tugging and pulling. Let's get busy. So, but my reasons for being off, I share with people every now and again. You know, I had been ill and I've been under the weather with a neurological issues, so it had me off the scene for a minute. But because I'm an overcomer and God is a healer, I'm back,
right.
And I'm so glad that you're here and that you're just sharing. I went to Amazon and downloaded a few tracks that were on there,
and thank you.
You're welcome. See, because I know you could send it to me for free, but why not patronize the ministry? You know what I'm saying? I mean, people have sent me free things, and that's awesome, but I do support.
I would have sent it to you free, too. I would have sent it to you, but I thank you for the support. I really do. Yeah, I would have sent it to you, too.
Well, I'd rather do what I do and purchase and do whatever needs to be done to support the people of God out there doing their thing in ministry and song. So share with us a little bit about the ups and the downs, if there's been any, you know, throughout the years of having the group together. Has it started off and has it melted down and has it come to that place where you've had to either replace people or people didn't want to do it? Share with us those experiences. That's something I've never asked.
Oh, of course. Oh, but of course. You know, I've seen some come, I've seen some go, but at the end of the day, you know that famous scripture, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor see begging for bread. As long as, what I want people to realize, as long as you have Jesus, that's more than enough to start all over again. You can lose everyone you have, you can lose everything you have, but as long as there's life, there is hope, and there is a chance to get back everything what you had, plus. Sometimes I call it the breaking away process, and it's not I used to be really, really bothered because you know I give so much of my heart to people, you know, and you know when you love someone and you take them as like your brother and your sister, and then all of a sudden they wake up the next day inside they want to go down the street or go somewhere else that they feel is more insightful or more popular or whatever the case may be. They just may be going through some life issues. It could take an effect or take a toll on you, you know what I'm saying, if you allow it to. But one thing I learned is never to take it to heart. You know, anything that leaves is never tied to your destiny, no how. So you don't need to be upset about people that want to walk out of your life, people that want to walk away from what you're doing, because as long as God is there, it's going to stand anyway. So, you know, love them, and you know, you live and learn through the experiences, and learn that it's just growing pains. You know, you know, some things can't happen until some people leave anyway, out of your life. That's when God wants to bless. That's when God will make a move and bless you when you get rid of some of the dead weight anyway.
Amen. How about that? I think sometimes things won't happen until certain people leave out of your life. That is so profound. Share with us a little bit about, you know, your internalism with certain things. I know you shared, you know, it didn't feel right, didn't feel good. But what causes you to continue, you know, divine purpose and the things that you're doing in ministry as far as music? And what started this? What happened to you? And, you know, why a musician? Why music? Why singing?
Why not? it's something that was instilled in me from a young age. I grew up in a musically inclined home. My aunt ran her ministry for over 40 plus years. So doing music and being being in music is something that we really, in my household, didn't have much of a choice, to be honest, because we, you know, it was all around us. And now I must say, I was not always in tune with wanting to do this. I wanted to do gospel rather, because when I was younger, you know, I was rapping, you know, I was doing my own little thing. I was, you know, trying to be a street head because I wanted to do a different role because, you know, like I told you, I got some musical beasts in my family. If you ever hear my brother and my sister and them open their mouth and sing, compared to me, I ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm like, you know, I'll leave that singing thing to them. But, you know, God had, you know, gave me all of these songs from a youth, maybe my preteens. I started writing, and I used to experiment and use my cousins in them for test dummies to sing my songs and stuff like that. So it was something that I wanted to do ever since a child. I always envisioned me having a singing ministry. I always pictured me doing this. And to actually be doing this right now, it's something that nobody would have ever thought, not even my own family members would have ever thought I would have wound up doing, because like I said, although I grew up musically inclined and all that good stuff, that, you know, that wasn't my forte at, you know, at a young age. I was busy doing other stuff.
Mhm.
So it's amazing that it's amazing that me and you on this phone even having this conversation today.
Well, that's what I like to do. I learn how to pick and choose. I learn how to hear God about certain things. And there's just something about your picture when I see the professionalism and the work that I just want to talk to you. I want to know what's going on. I want to know about Javon. So I'm just
happy
that
you're
here.
Thank you so much for being obedient.
You're welcome. Absolutely. It's my pleasure. And I love the energy. I love how you just freely flowing. I tell people I don't have to, you know, talk to the crickets when I'm having conversations with people. Let's talk. We were just sharing today. I was telling my daughter, I like talking to people.
Well, I do radio myself as well. I work in a station, WFDU 89.1, every Monday nights overnight. You know, being a radio personality per se or whatever have you, I just call it, this is just my character, to be honest. It's made for radio. It's made for TV. It's supposed to be on something. I know that much.
I know that's right. Exactly. I understand. Definitely. Oh, wow. Yeah. Share with us a little bit about your recreational life, you know, outside of ministry and family and stuff like that. What do you do for fun? And, you know,
oh man, I don't want to sound fat, but I'm a connoisseur of good places to go dine. I'm a connoisseur of good places to go get your good eat on, get some good grub and stuff like that. I just like to be around family and friends, my children, my loved ones, you know, things like that. You know, music, of course, it's not a chore for me. So it's like I love to do it. So it's like more or less like of an outlet for me. So I'm always doing that, whether it's writing a song or something like that. I'm always working on things like that. Outside of just singing and doing Trayvon Perry Divine Purpose, I work a 9-to-5 just like everybody else. You know, one day I'm believing God that I can do what I want to do full time, of course. But, you know, and I have my own clothing line. God has also blessed me to be an entrepreneur in the year 2015. My clothing line, Team DP, stands for Team Divine Purpose. If you're walking and living in your purpose, you need to have this in your wardrobe, by the way. For all the listeners listening in, you can email me, TrayvonPerry@gmail.com. Put your orders in. We got tank tops, we got t-shirts, we got snapbacks, we got everything. We got drawers, we got socks. We about to get it all. We get it all. I'm gonna give me a swimsuit edition and everything. I'm gonna get it all.
So I know that's right. You better say it.
I'm trying to get everything. Some Team DP flip flops, everything. So I'm working. I'm busy. I try to stay busy. You know, my pastor always preach and teach. Shout out to Dr. Kevin Bond. I go to the Citadel of Praise and Worship, where Dr. Kevin Bond is my pastor, and he always teaches us and preaches to us about multiple streams of income. So in this season, I'm, you know, I gotta have it coming from there, I gotta have it coming from over there, and I gotta have it coming from back there. That's what I'm about. I'm a hard worker.
I know that's right. Amen, amen. And share with us about the support. I mean, has there ever been a place in this, you know, ministry walk that you felt like giving up? And becoming a child of God, when did it start for you? What age?
When did I accept the Lord to be my personal Savior?
Yes.
I was 12. I was 12 years old. When I accepted him for myself to be my Lord and personal Savior, although I was born and raised in the church, it was at that age of 12.
Amen, amen. And through the walk, now I don't know how old you are, and I ain't gonna ask you, but you know, have you
31.
Ever felt like
I just turned 31? I'm
amen,
glad about
amen.
It.
I know that's right.
Amen. I'm glad about it.
Amen. Have you ever felt like giving up? Have you ever felt like, you know, doing something different and not wanting to do this?
Of course, of course. Funny you say that because me and a couple of my industry friends that are well known artists. By the way, these two other guys, they are very well known. I want to say probably even more so known. We're definitely more known than me. They have way more credibility under their belt and have done a lot of work with a lot of prominent people. And me and them guys were just having a talk just the other week at an event we were at. And, you know, the conversation came up with, you know, how many times we all felt like quitting. And I believe you me, I did not have no idea, as successful as these guys are within their own rights, you know, how hard it was for them and how much they have been discouraged and wanted to do something else, even up until recent. You know what I'm saying? You would have never thought. That's why it just goes to say, never judge a book by its cover, because you may look
right.
at someone and be like, wow, you got it. They got it going on. Like, they got this, they got that. And you don't know what's going on in that man's head. You don't know what's going on in that woman's head. In life, they may not be where they want to be. And we thinking that they are, but they're really not. Or they're not to them, at least. And that can be put you in a stupor by itself, but you know, we also talked about the fact of every time each one of us was almost ready to just maybe throw in the towel and do something else, God will answer and God will show up, which was indication to us, showing us that God is always there through the good times, through the bad times. You may not be able to, you got to know how to trust him even when you can't trace him, even when you don't.
Right.
Feel right, even when you don't, you know, things ain't going the way you thought it should go. This record company ain't getting back to you as quick as you thought it should have happened. Your music ain't being played on the radio as fast as you thought it may have been or should have been. You know, never give up, because it's just when, right when you get to your breaking point, that God will show up and give you a miracle. And I am a witness of that. I released the EP, Hands Up, nearly a year ago. And in a year's time, Hands Up just got in rotation on WBLS. Just got in rotation maybe about a month ago. And now I did
wow.
that project a whole year ago. So it's just learning how to be patient and, you know, be relentless no matter what. You got to stick to your guts. Things may not happen when you think it's going to happen, but trust me, it's going to happen if you stay consistent.
Amen, amen. Well, from what I hear, just in the tone of your voice, you know, you are definitely on your way. And it is so beautiful to just, you know, hear the young men. You're welcome out there doing what God has called them to do. What is it that you see yourself doing in the next 5 years?
A couple of TV shows, you know, music. I'm serious about TV, though. Maybe, you know, some TV networks under my belt, of course. Of course, music. Of course, the family life, of course. You know, things like that. I mean, operating really strong in my element, you know, where I believe God is, where I know God is taking me. I just want to be doing that.
Amen, amen. So is it, do you see yourself in any type of plays?
A play? Well, actually, it's funny you say that. I just did a play. Me and my group was asked to participate in this play called The Day Before Heaven that was just ran for a few nights, maybe six. We did about six shows at the Combo Theater downtown Brooklyn at LIU College or whatever. We just did a play, and, you know, some of us acted, and, you know, we were basically the background singers of it, but we were acting as well. We gave them a double whammy. So that's very interesting that you brought that up.
Yeah,
I would definitely do. I would definitely do it as long as everything is, you know, everything is everything. I'm with it.
Amen, amen. Wow, you have been such a blessing. I'm just enjoying your energy. You are just, wow. I wasn't sure what to expect.
thank you for my clap.
Yes, I'm enjoying you very much, so I'm loving the energy. I'm loving just your whole personality. It's just beautiful, and I just appreciate you again for being my guest. But before you go, share with us, you know, give somebody some encouraging words who may be out there going through something, because they can always go back and listen. So there's always opportunity to hear something great today.
Absolutely. I just want to say to those, to the grinder, to the person that has no quit in them, never lose it. Never lose that. We've been made to go for a night, but joy cometh in the morning time. You got to know that things don't work necessarily on your timing, but it works in God's timing. And when it comes to pass, it's going to be so superfluous that it's going to outweigh every tear you shed, every lonely night, every time people walked away and talked bad about you. It's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. Stay faithful to God no matter what. Push. Praise until something happens. Never give up on your dreams. Never. I don't care how long it takes. Never give up on your dreams.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, Trevone, for being my guest on today. I so appreciate you. And when you start doing other things, please feel free to hit me up and also share your Facebook page where they can find you at and give your email out again.
Definitely. My email is TrevonePerry@gmail.com. That's TrevonePerry@gmail.com. You can reach me for the clothing lines there. To if you want to have us come and sing at your church, that email is booktrevonandteamdp@gmail.com. Email us. Let us know. We would love to come to your next church function, barbecue, bar mitzvah, whatever you got. We would love to be there and have a good time praising the Lord. This is what we do. We love to turn up for the Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, I appreciate you. This has been beautiful, absolutely.
No problem. And thank you for reaching out to me. And where are you guys based out of?
Absolutely. Definitely. Whatever you're doing, try to send me flyers. I try my best to get out, you know, to go different places. I'm in upstate New York, so I'm not too far from where you're at. And
okay.
Nothing but a drive down. But
well,
you know,
I definitely will let you know.
Absolutely, definitely. I will try my best to make some. If it ain't one or two things, it's something.
All right, no problem. I got you. I'm definitely going to uphold you to that and keep you posted on some things. That's for sure. But thank
absolutely.
You so much for having
appreciate
me on the show. It's been a
you're
blessing.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Appreciate you. God bless and thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, everybody. That was our guest today, Simone Perry. He is. I love his energy. I love his vibe. I love how power. There's so many young men out here doing other things instead of serving Christ, and we appreciate all that he is doing in this hour. Listening audience, you guys are always a blessing to me. I appreciate you for tuning in even when I was absent. Always love you for that. Appreciate you doing everything that you can to even keep me encouraged to doing what God wants us to do in this hour, and that's do his will. Whatever means that God has given you to be a blessing, do it. Never give up. Never stop doing what you're doing. Just like he said, whatever stream comes your way to be excellent in Christ, continue to do all that God has called you to do in these last and evil days. We were created through the Father himself to be beautiful people of God on this earth, and whatever we can do, do it. Do it with excellence. Do it with grace. Do it with humility. Do it to the best of your ability to be all that God has called you to be. Never give up. Never give up. Always trust in him. It is just beautiful. I love the media stage. I love talking to people. I love sharing about the goodness of Jesus Christ. I just love him because he's been so good to me. I mean, I've been off the air, and I share as much as I can. It is my testimony that I'm here, and I believe that I'm healed and set free and delivered from a brain tumor. It wasn't necessarily cancer, but it was causing some problems, and I thank God that when I go back, that everything that they share, it will be gone. But it is not stopping me from doing what I got to do in ministry and doing what I have to do on God so that I can radio, for the Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. We're getting out of here on this evening with a little bit more of the work that he has done, and we are just so happy to just listen to new artists, new ministry works, and be supportive of what they do. So, like he said, Touch Bases, his spelling of his name is T as in Tom, R as in Robert, E, V as in Victor, O, N like Nancy, E, Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. Look him up, Google him. I'm sure you'll find something amazing about him. God bless you all, and have an awesome night.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name. Breaking off in your heart.